healing is here on Earth.
World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic will be a lengthy one and cites the likelihood of what it's calling response fatigue. So far worldwide, more than 17.8 million people have been infected and over 685,000 people have died, according to numbers put out by Johns Hopkins University. Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city, Melbourne, Sunday, and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. China is sending 7 Chinese health officials to Hong Kong Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. These 6 are the first of a 60-member team China is sending. This is Hong Kong experiences a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. India is reporting nearly 55,000 new coronavirus cases Sunday. It's one of the worst hit countries. And South Africa's health minister says more than 500,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in that country. South Africa has the most cases on the African continent and accounts for half of all reported infections in Africa. Austria's month-long festival celebrates its 100th anniversary, but with a reduced program and strict safety measures, including masks for spectators until they are seated, and its 80,000 tickets, down from the usual 230,000, personalized to enable contact tracing. More than 200,000 people have died from coronavirus in Latin America and the Caribbean, with Brazil and Mexico accounting for nearly 3/4 of those deaths in that region. The region is second hardest hit in the world after Europe. And the U.S. reports the highest number of coronavirus cases, with more than 4.6 million. This is VOA News. Who gets to be first in line for a COVID-19 vaccine? U.S. health authorities hope by late next month to have some draft guidance on how to ration initial doses. In the U.S., the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group established by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is supposed to recommend who to vaccinate and when, advice that the government almost always follows. But a COVID-19 vaccine decision is so tricky that this time around, ethicists and vaccine experts from the National Academy of Medicine are being asked to weigh in too. This group was chartered by Congress to advise the government. How to decide? The CDC's opening suggestion is first vaccinate 12 million of the most critical health, national security, and other essential workers. Next would be 110 million people at high risk from the coronavirus, those over 65 who live in long-term care facilities, or those of any age who are in poor health or who also are deemed essential workers. The general population would come later. Huge studies this summer aim to prove which of several experimental COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and Novavax are testing or have plans to test, along with some Chinese vaccine makers. For all the promises of the U.S. stockpiling millions of doses, the hard truth is that even if a vaccine is declared safe and effective by year's end, there won't be enough for everyone who wants it right away, especially as most potential vaccines require 2 doses. Suspected militants from Islamist group Boko Haram killed at least 13 people and wounded 8 others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon Sunday. The assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp for displaced persons in the commune of Mozogo near the Nigerian border in the far north region. Boko Haram has been fighting for a decade to carve out an Islamic caliphate based in Nigeria. The violence, which has cost the lives of 30,000 people and displaced millions more, has frequently spilled over into neighboring Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. In June of last year, around 300 suspected Boko Haram militants swarmed an island on Lake Chad in Cameroon's far north and killed 24 people, including 16 Cameroonian soldiers stationed at military outposts. And a pair of NASA astronauts face the final and most important part of their SpaceX test flight, returning to Earth with a rare splashdown today. The splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico will be the first for astronauts in 45 years. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.